Herzlich willkommen zum Retten-Podcast aus der Rubrik First Aid for Your English. Den englischen und deutschen Text finden Sie in der aktuellen Ausgabe von Retten, das Fachmagazin für den Rettungsdienst.
Do you take your tablets regularly? Situation at the scene. Thomas Meyerhoff and Claudia Gerold are called to an elderly patient with a poor general condition who has been transferred to hospital by his doctor. At the scene, they are met by the patient's daughter. The flat appears untidy and the dishes are piled up in the small kitchen. Mr. Kimmel lies dozing on the sofa. Looking around, it's obvious that he uses the room as a bedroom, dining room, and living room. Third-party patient history. The daughter explains that her father's condition has deteriorated in the last few weeks. Up until 3 months ago, he was still able to cook for himself and manage the housework without any help. But it seems to have become more and more difficult for him, and he categorically refuses any help. I came by today to do his shopping like every week. My dad was lying on the sofa in his pajamas, weak and drowsy. I called the doctor straight away, and he alerted the emergency services. Vital functions. Claudia seeks eye contact with Mr. Kimmel and speaks to him loudly and clearly. Hello, Mr. Kimmel. My name is Claudia Gerold, and this is my colleague Thomas Meyerhoff. Mr. Kimmel reacts slowly to Claudia and seems disoriented. His breathing and circulation don't appear unusual at first sight. Claudia and Thomas work systematically through the ABCDE scheme. A slightly raised temperature is noticeable, 37.8 degrees, and on auscultation, a soft fine bubble rattle can be heard. The blood pressure is hypertonic with 160 to 100, and the blood sugar at 160 mg per deciliter is slightly raised, but doesn't require urgent treatment. Due to the exocosis they have determined, they insert a venous line and attach a slow electrolyte solution drip. Transport to the hospital. As Mr. Kemal is stable, Claudia and Thomas decide to continue taking his patient history in the ambulance. They are able to carry him down the stairs on a carry chair without any problems. In the ambulance, Mr. Kemal is transferred to the stretcher. His daughter accompanies him on the second chair in the patient area. Sample anamnesis. Claudia writes the examination results in the patient's record and then goes through the sample anamnesis again and adds any missing information. As before, the symptoms present are very unspecific. Mr. Kimmel doesn't have any known allergies. After she has written the medication list on the patient's record, Claudia looks at the medication boxes they brought with Mr. Kimmel. She asks the daughter not to answer and turns to her patient. Mr. Kimmel, do you take your tablets regularly? It quickly becomes clear that Mr. Kimmel hasn't been taking his medication regularly in the last few weeks. Claudia turns to Mr. Kimmel and his daughter. I think that not taking his medication regularly could be one of the reasons for his present condition. It would be helpful to get a weekly planner for his tablets. After the daughter asks, Claudia explains the different kinds of boxes for medication. It's probably easiest just to take a look at the different brands in the chemists. Patient history. After the medication history, Claudia takes a look at Mr. Kimmel's previous illnesses. He has fallen asleep, and so Claudia directs her questions to his daughter. Has your father been admitted to hospital in the last few years? Yes, he was in hospital 2 years ago with an acute heart attack, explains his daughter. Claudia had already asked about Mr. Kimmel's chronic high blood pressure and his age-related diabetes back at his flat. Claudia uses the journey to complete the patient's record step by step. Handover at the hospital. At the hospital, Claudia describes the current situation to the admitting doctor and gives an overview of Mr. Kimmel's examination results and his patient history. Her suspected diagnosis is a poor general condition with a febrile infection and beginning bronchitis due to irregular medication intake. The doctor listens to her handover attentively. As she hands him the patient's notes, he says, "Thanks very much for the detailed handover and the patient's record. Unfortunately, we don't experience that often enough." Claudia laughs self-consciously and says goodbye. "Hey, you've gone bright red," whispers Thomas as they leave.
Der Text stammt von Rico Kuhnke und Steven Dotz. Gesprochen wurde er von Nina Ospelt. Vielen Dank fürs Zuhören und bis zum nächsten Mal. Ihre Retten-Redaktion.